Teach me to be a wonderful movie kisser. Please.
Which way you going? kapıya dostandı. Bu aşağı dostu. A weapon in his dream would be some enigmatic continent in you. A fear you've been tricked into taking part in a race. Of semi distressed bodies.
Thank you. us. He quite often is not all that happy and sexual satisfied at home. His wife won't perform all the activities that he has in mind, and most of all, oral sex is a taboo. The woman would say, "What do you think I am, a whore? I don't want to do that." Take off their pants and their underpants, and there's nothing more ridiculous than a guy with his party socks on. He dives into the bedroom. He says, "Do me, suck it up."
Become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes. his respect for being so wild? Hardly. He treats me like a rare and precious jewel. And he goes through the day proud of the fact that with me, he is the world's most imaginative lover. Men pick amazing places for sexual adventure. The wildest adventure proposed to me was in a bathtub we would fill with Jell-O. All I could think of was how many boxes it would take. What would be the most alluring color, the most delicious flavor, and how would that affect our oral explorations? If the Jell-O gets firm, would I bounce? As you look around for what's new and different, remember these three important weapons that should be learned to keep a man in love. Imagination, sensitivity to his moods and desires, and the courage to experiment with new sexual techniques, enticing situations and places. Lovemaking is physical, and so is its language. Suck, cock, fuck, and prick are not bad words. Used in the bedroom by lovers to describe parts of the body and physical activities, they are very proper indeed, and they distinctly enhance sex. Overhaul a prudish attitude. Don't bristle and stick up your nose. At least not up in the air.
It's their appointed duty to tell me, yeah, try to tell me, all you want to do is just use me. But my answer to all that use me stuff, and it's I want to spread the news. If it feels this good being used, you just keep on using me. Keep on using me. Until you use me up, yes. Just use me up. Well, my brother,
sat me right down and he rapped me. Yes, he did. But he told me that a hard knot let you just walk on, walk on, or walk on me. I know he meant well, but when our talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you would wish that you were in my shoes. So just keep on using me. Keep on using me until you use me up. Just use me up. If it feels this good being used, you just keep on using me. Oh, don't stop using me until you use me up. Just use me up.
Everywhere, the smell of sweet incense in the air. vision of you just flew through my head. Tell me the amount of your donation to my situation for the elimination of negative vibrations. Demons, I will even fight if the price is right. I'll talk to God for you. There's nothing I can't do. Confidence in me is assured victory. You see, my Lord is close to me. I have roots and herbs and bats and birds and master's oil and dove's blood. And if you wish, I'll cause a flood. Now tell me the amount of your donation to my situation for the elimination of negative vibrations. Feeling as if I was in a cell somewhere in hell, my story I begin to tell. I told of my lack of money and my trouble with my honey. She said I needed a sweet love root, a John the Conqueror root, a specially dressed green candle, and some oil for the door handle, some getaway powder, some gold dust, and some other stuff. From there, we went to the till, and I paid my very, very large bill. As she slowly said, with her hand on her head, "Thank you, my friend. See you next Tuesday at 10 for part 2 of What You Must Do."
Country far we land. I can't quite remember last time I was on shore. Could have been 12 years, might have been more. But I've seen tribulation, it's troubled my mind. I can't quite remember what I've come here to find. And it's wind on the ocean, rain on the land. 3 drops of water, 1 grain of sand. I'll tell you the story as quick as I can. I got nothing but time. Lazarus, man.
Don't stop using me.